you've got all kinds of things that you offer beyond just the products themselves. I mean, it's employees of yours that are actually like kitchen and bath designers as well. Like talk about just adding those kinds of things to your mix.
That's been one of the best things we've done in the past few years is having dedicated designers. It just makes the customer feel that much more comfortable and it just brings a lot to the table.
That right there is the voice of Johnny Kennel, one of three owners of Royal Flooring, an Urbandale, Iowa-based retailer of furniture, appliances, flooring, a company that's been around since 2005. And this being the Independent Thinking Podcast, and I'm your host, Rob Stott, you know, this conversation we're going to dive into today is one that's pretty cool. I mentioned that Royal Flooring got their start in 2005. Really not that long ago. You think about other Nationwide Marketing Group members and, you know, some of these family-owned businesses that have been around for years, generations. And, you know, Royal Flooring got their start, as Johnny will explain, as a paint company, a painting company in 2005, and has since evolved, founded itself, got started right around the time of a recession, was getting ready to roll out and, you know, do some damage to the economy. And they managed to live through it. And have come out stronger on the other side and really evolved their business to really the needs of their community. And, you know, just need to see the different things and services. It's not even just products. You know, appliances is a brand new category for them. But, you know, they've also sort of worked in some services as well. You know, they're providing design services, kitchen and bath design services, and all sorts of stuff. So they're really trying to be a one-stop shop for people in the Urbandale, Iowa community, and you know, offer everything from start to finish for a home project, which is, you know, something special and something, you know, I think that makes them unique, and you know, being able to serve a community in that way, and just a lot to learn from, you know. So I enjoyed the conversation and really want to just dive into, you know, our talk with Johnny Kennel of Royal Flooring. We are back on the Independent Thinking Podcast, and right now turning our attention to another member of Nationwide, and one that I'm pretty jazzed to talk about, a company that's got a lot going on right now in terms of growth and expansion. So excited to talk to Royal Flooring, and more specifically, Johnny Kennel. Appreciate you taking the time to call in and talk to us.
Yeah, you bet.
So first of all, give us a little bit of a background on the business. As I said, you're one of three owners for Royal Flooring, and you know, kind of give us the background on how you started, you know, where you operate, and all that sort of good stuff.
Yeah, so we started in 2005. It originally was a paint store that we came into flooring, and then went from flooring. We added granite installation, and then we started in 2005, 2010, we added cabinets and appliances. And as we brought cabinets and appliances in, we got rid of paint. So, paint kind of was a kind of pain in the butt for a while, but, so now we are a flooring, granite, appliance, cabinet, window blinds, windows. We sell about pretty much anything after drywall.
Gotcha. So all sort of all over the place. And, you know, you mentioned the timing. All over the place, I say that, but, you know, all over the place inside the home.
Yeah.
You know, kind of those important finishings and stuff. And you guys, you're out there in Urbandale, Iowa. And the timing you mentioned, 2005, I mean, like 2 years later, you're facing a recession. 3 years later, I mean, what was it like getting a business up and running and then having to face that kind of an environment?
Yeah, that was a little scary to go through, but it was nice for us because we were so small. In the first couple of years, we just kind of grew with it and grew through it. We didn't have a whole lot of overhead at the time, and honestly, it was a lot of luck. I mean, it did. The recession helped us. I can't say that for a lot of people in Des Moines area, but yeah, definitely we just grew right through it.
That's crazy. And what kind of, what led you down to this career path? I mean, what attracted you to, I guess, first, you know, a paint shop, but now into furniture and appliances?
I mean, so the three owners, all of us came from different backgrounds. We grew up together. We all went to college for completely different lines of work, and we just kind of stumbled into, had a relative that wanted to start a paint store, and people kept coming in asking, you know, or we were asking them, you know, what are you repainting, or what's going on in your home, and saying that they're getting ready for new flooring. And we kept hearing that over and over again. So, you know, we got a hold of some flooring reps and just started adding some displays in our paint store. And then in a few months later, we said, well, let's just start selling flooring. And that's kind of how it began. And then it just snowballed into what we, where we're at today.
Yeah. So it sounds like you guys kind of, you know, flooring was the first step. And then do you sort of, did you approach it from sort of growing with your market and what customers were asking for, or how do you get into then, you know, from flooring to furniture to appliances?
It just, so the flooring, yes, kind of just led into other trades in their house. So we're in there doing flooring, and we notice, you know, people are getting granite countertops. So we kind of pursued that, and then we wanted to sell appliances, and then talking to an appliance rep and then trying to figure this out, you know, we need to put appliances in displays and into cabinet displays. So sitting down with a cabinet designer, we said, well, why don't we just sell cabinets as well? And so cabinets and appliances came about the same time, and it naturally, that's just how it happens. And it worked out pretty good. And in 2010, we were opened up a new showroom, and that just kind of the appliances and cabinets was a nice additive for us. So it worked out pretty good.
Yeah. And you talk about expansion, and I know you guys are all now looking at, you have, you know, started to expand again with this move into appliances. And tell us a little bit about that. You have a new store opening up soon here, right?
Yeah. So we have a showroom right now. It's about 14,000 square feet, and we have a warehouse connected to it. And we opened this in February of 2015. And right out of the gate, we ran out of room. We underbuilt, and we needed more room for salespeople, and just needed more showroom. So we had a plan drawn up to add on to our building. And that was a few years ago. We then, in the process of that, we found some other ground and just decided to build a bigger showroom where we could fit. We had two locations, and we just wanted to get everybody under one roof. And this is about a 25,000 square foot facility. So wow.
So it's going to be one that, will you consolidate into this one showroom, or will you guys continue to operate?
No, we're going to close this one down, and we had another location. So in Des Moines, how the market works here, when we're selling all the things we sell, appliances, cabinets, flooring, granite, it would be, if we're just selling flooring, I imagine all these little stores or towns around Des Moines, we could have a flooring store. But when you have this big, all this selection, it's hard to replicate that all these other towns. And now the economy is pretty good. I don't think people mind to driving that far. So we're getting a lot of people in the surrounding towns and surrounding areas and 2 hours away are driving to us to get, you know, shop under one roof and get everything under one roof.
Gotcha. And you talk about everything under one roof. I know there's another part to this new building that is pretty unique, maybe in some respects. And there's a restaurant that's going to be in there as well, right?
That's right. We bought into a franchise restaurant called the Protein House. So it'll be connected to the flooring store, and you'll be able to enter it, you know, within the flooring store if need be. So I joke with everybody we can keep our employees here and they don't have to leave.
Just bring them lunch.
Yeah, that's right.
No, that's awesome. Well, yeah, hey, maybe that's one way, but you know, when you talk about the possible crossovers from, you know, the retail space to a restaurant space. What are sort of the, some of the things that get you excited when you think about what you can do with two spaces like that that are combined?
Oh, the nice thing about having being in the cabinet industry and appliance industry, so we set all of our boutiques up and they're live, so we can cook out of them. We do demonstrations and cooking shows and cooking classes, and just having the restaurant there and be able to have bigger events. We try to have an event once a month, and it might not be have anything to do with what we sell, like a wine night or a ladies night. And having that restaurant attached to us is just going to be, you know, for catering purposes. It just makes it that much more convenient.
Now, the kitchen for the restaurant, I know obviously you guys probably sell, you know, household appliances. Is there any way to tie in what you do with the appliances that are used in that restaurant space?
I mean, we would, so the restaurant kitchen itself, that's all commercial. It's a completely different type of appliances. And, you know, maybe somewhere down the road, we'll get into selling commercial appliances, but, it's its own entity, kind of just able to be attached to the, flooring store, just mostly for convenience.
Gotcha. No, it's really cool. And, you know, something that, you know, one way or the other, is something unique that you don't see, you know, that type of tie in where it's two separate businesses,
yeah.
But having you guys, you know, control both of them it's got some pretty cool opportunities kind of attached to it.
Yeah, it's getting a big buzz around the Des Moines area. Having a flooring store with a restaurant attached to it doesn't sound it sounds kind of odd, but we make it fun.
No, that's awesome. And you know, I want to kind of turn to the services that you guys offer, and it's sort of permeated this conversation already, but you know, diving through your website and learning a little bit about you guys, you know, you've got all kinds of things that you offer beyond just the products themselves. I mean, it's, you know, you mentioned interior design work and building, and I think I saw some, you know, some employees of yours that are actually like kitchen and bath designers as well. Like talk about just how adding those kinds of things to your mix and really becoming this sort of one-stop shop for a client where, you know, they're not working with a designer somewhere else that's coming to you for products. You guys can actually offer those services to them.
Yeah, that's been one of the best things we've done in the past few years is having in-house designers. So we consider ourselves, our showroom to be a design center. And it works very, very well when our employees aren't necessarily just salesmen. They all have a little bit of design background or are able to design, but having dedicated designers, it just makes the customer feel that much more comfortable, and it just brings a lot to the table when they can bounce around from flooring to appliances to cabinets and just walk hand in hand with the customer, and just it's a little more professional and credible, I guess.
And how long ago was that a move that you guys made to bring in-house designers?
That was a couple years ago. We noticed the reason why this kind of came up is people were asking if we had in-house designers, and we would just say, "Yeah, well, yeah, we do." So we'd go over and grab a cabinet designer, and most of our cabinet designers are female, and it just kind of worked out because women feel, I think, I feel more comfortable buying from women is what we kind of gathered, and it just kind of worked out to where, yeah, we thought that would be a great additive to just have full-time designers, and I could stop bothering the cabinet gals.
No, that's awesome. I know, you know, you talk about expanding staff. You guys also, it's not just in the design space. I know, if I remember right, we were talking that you guys are diving into some more marketing and bringing in an in-house marketing person.
Yeah, that's another thing is the social media craze and what your online presence can bring in business. It's just stuff that I don't understand or have time. And now we have Courtney, our full-time marketing person, takes care of all that stuff. And she's brilliant. And she's opened her eyes to a whole new world. So yeah, that having someone dedicated to that is, I mean, this has been in the last year. This has happened. And we've already seen just tons of online chatter and just people walking in and saying that they've seen things on Facebook, Pinterest, and Instagram. Our website has had a lot more clicks and traffic, and just it's been a tremendous. I mean, we were hesitant at first, but giving it a shot actually has paid off.
Yeah, and you know, a couple of ways I kind of want to lead with. There's two ways I can go with questioning here, but one I want to start with is, you know, this type of that way of thinking where, you know, you're a retailer and, you know, there's plenty of services out there. I know, I mean, even at Nationwide, there's services around marketing to help, you know, these independent businesses with their marketing efforts. But to have the foresight and desire really for you guys to go and make this a part of your, you know, everyday business and what you do and make it a full-time thing for you, you know, where does that come from? And you already talked about the benefits a little bit, but, you know, what has it done for you from a business perspective?
I mean, all of our vendors and stuff, they have some type of program or, you know, to help us out in the social media world. But I mean, I'm 39 years old. I know, I understand some of this stuff, but it's almost like we do need an interpreter to then relay to us, you know, what is good and what's best for our company. And since we have all these different things that we sell, the flooring side of it is not actually, maybe that's a different target than we're trying to sell appliances for. So having somebody like Courtney helping us out and just kind of guide us through all this stuff and tell us what's going to work best for us. Other than that, I don't know how we would, it would just absorb so much of our time and it'd be pretty difficult.
Yeah, totally. And understandable. And, you know, I then look at it from the other side with, you know, strictly speaking of digital presences and you guys, your website, I have to say, kind of diving through it is one of the more impressive I've seen just from a visual standpoint, a lot of big images and, you know, breaking everything down by how you do stuff, you know, services wise, and then, you know, the products themselves. So what has that done for you? Is the website new for you guys? And if, you know, I guess start there. How long ago did you guys launch a web presence?
So it was, we've had, in the past, we've worked with a few companies. It was kind of a template set up and we went, I mean, it's probably been 4 years now that we've had a decent website. And before that, it was pretty embarrassing. The size of company we were, and we had pretty much an amateur website. So we finally worked with a company here in Des Moines that helped us build a website. Our showroom, I think, is very, very nice looking. And the kitchenettes and displays that we have here are very professionally done. And so we wanted to show that online. So all those kitchens and all those displays you see are actually in our showroom. And a lot of times they look like stock photos. I think they look a little more professional than online than they do in person. So yeah, that's all of us. That's all our showroom. Yeah. So that has been a huge help in letting customers see, you know, what do we do? What our showroom looks like and just what we're actually capable of doing. And we can reach a larger audience faster.
Yeah. And I mean, how much of the actual business is done online, or is it more really just a tool for you guys to drive people into your store to meet with you?
Mostly it's a tool right now. In all the stuff that we do and we sell, a lot of times customers, they have to touch it. They have to feel it. And that really helps us out. And at the end of the day, what they're doing is they're pretty much asking our advice on what product they should actually get. It's hard to get that online and ordering things online, and you don't know what you get to you till it shows up. So in our industry here, I think we're pretty safe that that people really want to come in and talk to a salesperson and touch and feel the product before making a decision.
Gotcha. I mean, you mentioned, you know, it's only really been 4 years of having a strong presence like this. Is it a clear difference between, you know, the time since you've had a website and what it's done for your business and what it was like beforehand?
Yeah. I mean, I do the same thing. I go online, and if I see a company or a product or something I'm interested in, I straight away go on the internet like everybody else. And I think the first impression you're going to have, people will go to the website before they'll come into our showroom. So if the website is nice and professionally done, then it says a lot about our company, and they feel their opinion of us is a lot higher straight out of the gate.
Yeah, cliche, but sort of like an always-on billboard in a sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, when I kind of close here, we've talked a lot about some of the stuff, and a lot of the stuff really that's gone well for you guys and that you are doing well. But, you know, every independent, every business out there, independent or not, you know, there's going to be challenges. So what for you guys, what for Royal Flooring in, you know, in the Des Moines area is a big challenge for you right now that's, you know, that you're facing, or that's, you know, the other cliche of keeping you up at night?
Let's see. I would have to say just getting talented people to come work for us. It sounds, you know, it doesn't sound like very lucrative to say that you're a flooring salesman, but after working here and training all our people, they can make a lot of money, and if they're good at it. So just finding good help is one thing that kind of keeps us up. But as far as the industry goes, I mean, you think big corporations coming into Des Moines should be something we're scared about, but it's really not. As long as we train our guys, our salesmen and saleswomen the right way, I think that holds a lot of water, and it makes us more credible overall. So I'm not too worried about those type of things, but yeah, we're excited for the new showroom. We're taking a big step into the next chapter of our business. So
no, that's awesome. And you know, that first point about staffing is not one to be, you know, sort of glossed over either, as you mentioned. And it's one that here in the next couple of episodes of this Independent Thinking Podcast, you know, we have a conversation plan to dive into that with the National Federation of Independent Businesses, NFIB, I think is the acronym, but you know, something that they're looking into. But when you think about how you're addressing that, you know, what is it that you're doing, or what advice could you have for other independent owners out there, you know, as it relates to staffing, and how do you find talent or recruit talent? And then not even just that, it's the other portion of maintaining it.
Yeah. I would say I wouldn't be so worried about if you, like how we built our business, we haven't been too worried. We kind of act first and kind of jump in and head first and just do it, just make it happen. And we learn all along the way, you know, how to adjust on the fly. And that's just been good for us. And finding good work, we train people they come from all different walks of life. And actually in our showroom, the 25 salespeople we have, not one of them has came from the other, I don't know, maybe one person has come from that industry that they're in right now. So wow. If they sell cabinets for us, they previously had no idea about cabinets. But you just got to be there, just, you know, show them the way, have good work ethic, and just believe in the process.
That's awesome. And it leads to shiny new showrooms that have restaurants attached to them.
So. That definitely helps.
Nah, that's awesome. Well, Johnny, I appreciate you taking the time and kind of letting us into the Royal Flooring, you know, showroom and things you got going on down there in Iowa. So we appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Awesome. Hope to see you at primetime.
You bet.
All right, and a huge thanks to Johnny again for taking the time out of his busy schedule and chatting with us and talking with us for the Independent Thinking Podcast. You know, as always, you know, we love to hear these stories. So if you have one that you feel like sharing on this podcast, we'd love to hear from you. Be sure to reach out to us, and we'll go ahead and set that up. But for now, appreciate you taking the time to listen, and we will catch you next time.